T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mully and Hall, live and local, Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Mahomes looks to throw it, pump faking, right side he wants, and a cutback cut, and it's caught by Kelsey! Touchdown, Kansas City! One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League! Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelsey on a push fade comeback, and the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Dropping, Stafford deep, throws a deep ball downfield, got Cooper Kupp in the area, it's caught inside the 15-yard line. What in the world are the Buccaneers doing?
They were blitzing up the middle, and Ndamukong Suh did a great job of coming up the middle and blasted Stafford, and Cooper Kupp just ran right by him, and then he was chasing the whole time.
30 yards to win the game. Matt Gape boots it through, and the Rams, by the hair of their skinny teeth, team.
The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah, baby.
It's on its way.
Yeah, baby.
It is good.
Yeah.
Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. 54 and 52 at the gun. That is unrealism right there. And the Bengals advance to the Final Four. AFC Championship game, Dan. AFC Championship game.
Low snap, Marquez has knocked up into the air, and it caroms and is scooped up by the Niners and returned to the end zone for a touchdown. San Francisco scooped up and taken into the end zone by the Niners, and the guy who gathered it in was Talanoga Hufanga, and the Niners are an extra point away from getting this game tied.
Pulled down by Wisnowski, Robbie Gould has it away, and it is good! Robbie Gould has kicked the 49ers to victory here in Green Bay.
The golden leg of Robbie Gould going to an NFC championship game.
Ha ha!
Man, that feels good. Man, man.
Some of you Packer fans are classy, but for some of you obnoxious scumbags, I got one thing. You know what? KMA.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Wow, there was a lot there. Our thanks to WBAF 106.5 The Wolf and the Chiefs Radio Network 98 Rock and the Bucks Radio Network, NBC WCKY, ESPN 1530, and the Bengals Radio Network WTMJ and the Packers Radio Network, KNBR, and the 49ers Radio Network. And I don't know if you could hear it or not, but that was Jimmy G saying, blight the Packers.
Right.
Which I could hear all day. That was glorious. And I mean, we're getting a lot of pushback from people from Wisconsin, in part, I think, because Grayson Allen plays for the Bucs, and we're kind of delighted about Rodgers getting
I suppose. I don't know. You know, well, Grayson Allen, bah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the playoffs for a second.
But can I just say to the Packer fans?
Yeah, exactly.
That was my reaction. I mean, I was, like, absolutely gleeful to see them lose.
If their reaction to Aaron Rodgers getting beaten and the Packers losing is embracing Grayson Allen, shame on them. Because that guy's hard to hug, easy to punch. Okay, I've got three specific questions for you based on all this stuff. We could start anywhere. Yep. But last night, fresh off the fourth game, which was a classic, 42-36,
sure was.
Chiefs beat the Bills. Let me ask you this. We have experienced taunting penalties called against the Bears that cost them against the Steelers. And it's a terrible penalty. People think, okay, let them play.
Yeah.
But they have called it and they have enforced it and they have made it a point of emphasis unless it's Tyreek Hill. Did you see him?
Oh my God.
Waving on that 64-yard touchdown where nobody could catch him and you can't coach speed or defend it. But he was waving his patented, signal going into the end zone. How is that not taunting?
Well, I mean, did you see him kick me? That was what Ndamukong Suh said when he got a penalty for taunting, for screaming at Matthew Stafford, his old teammate. When he sacked him, Stafford kind of put a leg up there, kind of gave him a little Bob's your uncle.
He roughed him.
And he did. And so he was yelling at him about that.
And then Brady,
the official is saying, and you hear Ndamukong Suh, did you see him kick me?
And then Brady gets an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, the first of his career.
Yeah.
And my point is that is reinforcing it. They are calling these penalties to a ridiculous extent.
Okay.
And then you see Tyreek Hill going in the end zone waving and to play the game.
Yeah, I think when you're that good and you're that fast and you're that open and then
they take a pass,
I think it's just like, but, what are you going to do? That's more of a TD celebration than it is just a taunt.
But what is ironic about it, Mully, is that this was a point of emphasis because of Tyreek Hill.
And they called it all over the place.
And they called it in the Super Bowl when last year Winfield did the whole thing against Tyreek Hill, and they let that go. Okay, so that was number one. Number two, 13 seconds to go in the game. You're the Bills. You're kicking off. Why not squib?
Well, I have no idea. That you got to do anything you can to burn some time, and you've got to get that one on the ground and get it bouncing around
a little bit. You'd leave him one play then, wouldn't you?
Well, that's it. I mean, you just need to be aware of the clock there, and it was shocking that they did that. They kicked the ball out of the end zone, and they let them have a free start. And listen, you also got to be aware of who the guy is going to throw the ball to, right?
All day.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
I don't know.
But I think that it's hard to know the explanation, which we never got from Sean McDermott.
Yeah, that was
you could have beaten up 6 seconds, 5 seconds.
Yes, you should have.
Left in one play.
No question about it.
That's why squib kick is trending on Twitter this morning.
That's a good squid game.
Last question.
Squib game.
And it's more provincial, and it applies to the Bills. And I want to be respectful here. Look, I think Brian Daboll is an outstanding football coach, and I think that the team that hires him as a head coach is going to be a lucky one, whether it's the Bears, the Giants, or whoever.
Yeah.
But I do wonder this. Josh Allen is extraordinary.
He is.
And he does as much with his feet and the way his shoulders and the way he runs, the way he passes, he's instinctive, all those things. How much credit do you give Brian Daboll for Josh Allen succeeding, and are we overstating the impact of an offensive coordinator who's coaching and managing and calling plays for a quarterback that special?
I don't care. I don't. I mean, Dustin is right, and we talked about it right out of the gate. He's the only guy that came out of the weekend clean, where you were like, wow, that overtime rule still sucks because both teams should touch the ball because they'd have scored another touchdown. This thing, but it would have gone on forever, right? It would have just gone on. I don't know how it was going to end. So I get the overtime rule. You can control it by making them kick a field goal, but there's very little you can do when a team is that good. And whoever won the coin flip was going to win that game. I honestly believe whoever had the ball last was going to win the game, and it was that simple.
But I still wonder about that sometimes. If we over, not just in Dable's case, but I think sometimes we assign so much credit to the offensive or defensive coordinators when they have extraordinary talent to work with, because those are the kind of guys that make any coach look smart.
And you know what? I mean, give me some of that. Go ahead. And I think Justin Fields is a really good player. Run those plays with him. See what he can do. See if he can run like Josh Allen. He can. And he can hurt people while running, and he can do a lot of different things. Give it to me. Give it to me all day.
And while it's a stretch to maybe take that leap based on what we saw from Justin Fields in 10 starts, I still think it's fair to project. And you see somebody, I'm not going to say he's Josh Allen in the making, but you see similar attributes. He has similar athleticism. He's a guy that can hurt you running or throwing. And with the right coaching, perhaps, he could emerge as a difference maker that you need him to be if you're the Bears.
312-644-6767. That is the telephone number. We should let you know that the Score listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
The BetQL network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website, over 10,000 home and auto-connected devices, and BetQLnetwork.com.
We'll start with Frank. He's on I-80. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Molly. Hey, Hall. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Frank.
You know, I'm a big Packer fan. I always call last show. He used to dump me a lot. But let me say something, Molly. Aaron Rodgers is getting on my nerves a lot because of the way he acts. I'm getting tired of him. I think it's now time. I'm still a Packers fan. I always will be. I think it's time for Jordan Love to come in and be the next section of the Josh Allen and the Burrow and Joe Burrow thing. They need to get him in there, and I think he'll be a quarterback like that in a couple of years. But I think Aaron Rodgers needs to go.
Well, you know,
thanks, Frank.
Careful what you wish for.
Look,
I don't blame you. I'm tired of all the drama and all the. I mean, it is good. Another off season where you're going to be wondering if he's back, if he cares, does he want to be here, is he leaving? But my God, careful what you wish for.
Two thoughts. Number one, Aaron Rodgers put himself in a position to be questioned and for the fatigue to set in by creating all these distractions. Beginning at the last offseason through this year, up until last week, Mully, doing a 28-minute conversation with ESPN. God bless his accessibility, but the more he talks and complains about being silenced, the louder and more amplified his message becomes, and people are getting sick of it. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers fans are tired of dealing with all of that. That said, you're right. Be careful what you wish for, because Jordan Love's not Josh Allen in the making. No, I think we've seen small sample size, but not a lot to get encouraged by.
I was at an event one time, and I met this girl, and I thought, goodness gracious, what a beautiful person, beautiful girl. Like, you'd be the luckiest guy in the world. And then I thought, careful what you wish for. And, you know, she broke my heart. Theo is in River North.
Hey, Theo.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Theo.
You, this was immensely entertaining. But I got to tell you, equally maddening, realizing just how far we have slipped. You know, we fall in love with our guys, and then you see better players executing under pressure, and I'm just my angst and anxiety for ownership here with Pace and Nagy and everything going on. And then my question is, you know, do you honestly see Justin, when I watch Burrow and I see Josh Allen doing what they're doing, and I know, Molly, what you just said, and or maybe it was David, I can't remember, about you see Fields doing this. I don't see it, especially in year two. This is year two for Burrow and Josh Allen. I know he's year three?
Yeah.
These guys are unbelievable. But,
Theo, here's the thing. Like, and I'm not arguing with you. I think you're right. I think it's something you got to kind of look at with a sober sort of opinion. But I would say this, that Josh Allen came out of school. His issue was accuracy. He had a strong arm, but he wasn't a guy that was putting the ball in the right spot and all that stuff. And they figured that out. And I think that if you really look at Justin Fields, he's got a strong arm. His issue is accuracy. His issue is kind of knowing where to go with the ball, et cetera. Listen, neither of those guys are Joe Burrow. He's a different type of player, a different type of quarterback altogether. So it's hard to plug in people into specific roles. But I think Brian Daboll, just give me the Josh Allen work you're doing and try it here and let's see what happens.
Let's move forward accepting two premises as we talk about these quarterbacks, young quarterbacks. Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are in a different class, okay? I think they are in a tier where you can compare them and project them. I know Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers are two of the best ever. I'm not going to project that. But Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert have a chance to be two of the best in the league, period, okay?
If you're starting a football team, who do you want?
One of those guys.
Mahomes.
Well, yeah, okay, Mahomes. Okay, I thought you were asking me to pick between those two. Okay, or those.
See what I did there? I went one way and I went the other.
You did, yeah. You're just trying to.
No, I'm saying, if you're talking about one, no, I'm not. I'm talking about one young quarterback in the league. Who are you trying to pick? Who you want?
Patrick Mahomes still is a young quarterback.
He's still, what is he, 25?
Yeah. Josh Allen's pretty good, too, though.
Josh Allen is awesome.
Those two are the guys. Those are two of the guys at the top of that.
But Joe Burrow is unbelievable.
Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, I guess, from a second-year quarterback perspective, are in a different class than guys like Tua and other people of those class. But we have to remember this.
Who will be next year? Who will be from that class?
From the second-year guys this year?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Trevor Lawrence?
This year's rookies?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if that's be the case. I don't know who they're going to hire in Jacksonville. It could be Justin Fields. My point is that don't compare Justin Fields to Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. Compare Justin Fields to guys like Josh Allen, who, frankly, by the way, in Josh Allen's rookie year, since his point of comparison, started 11 games, had a 52.8% completion percentage, threw 10 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. That's the definition of an even and a very accurate comparison statistically to Justin Fields, a guy of similar skill set.
There you go.
So
bring in his coach.
Well, if you get his coach, you can see a similar arc, but I don't know that you should expect things to happen immediately next year because it is a process and it's going to be year one in whatever new system that Justin Fields is executing. So be patient, even though people want it to happen right now.
312-644-6767. We're going to get back to all your calls. We got the pick six next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Long rebound picked up off the floor near the ankles by Thomas, and it eludes him, but Io there to Caruso, Caruso is sent to the floor by Grayson Allen. In suspended air, Grayson Allen fouls Caruso, and we are way above here in the lower bowl of Milwaukee. And folks, let me tell you, we heard Caruso crashing to the floor, and he is down underneath the rim where the Bulls shoot. A very dangerous play on the part of Grayson Allen.
You heard that very dangerous play here on the Score. How bad was Grayson Allen's flagrant foul that broke Alex Caruso's wrist and knocked him out for 6 to 8 weeks? How could the league justify only a one-game suspension? What do you expect when the Bucks play the Bulls again on March 4th?
Yeah, I don't expect much, to be honest with you. I think that as much as we want justice, hashtag justice for Caruso, I wouldn't mind some vengeance for Caruso, hashtag vengeance for Caruso. But I don't think it's coming. You know, one of the reasons I don't think it's coming, nobody on the team even went after. I mean, shouldn't you go after Caruso after he does something like that? Shouldn't you have a guy who's like an enforcer type that, you know, and that's what they're missing, a big, tough inside guy that is going to go after Grayson Allen for doing that, right? You don't see that happen with the Bulls. So I honest to God, am not expecting any repercussions from it. And Grayson Allen gets a, you know, you're going to miss a game, son. And he's going to smirk his way through that. So I'm heartily disappointed by every element of it. And it is shameful that the league suspended that guy one game for a very bad foul that, as Billy Donovan said, could be career threatening.
That's a good word, shameful. Pathetic is another one. Very unacceptable. You could go on and on to describe.
Scandalous?
Yeah. With a little, scandalous implies there's somebody else, you know, involved in the decision with the NBA, in cahoots with the NBA.
Yes.
I just think it's a bad policy that they don't have more stringent penalties that reflect the crime, if you will. And this doesn't fit the penalty of the crime, because Alex Caruso is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. And basically Grayson Allen gets a night off. That is no deterrent. That's nothing at all. So this isn't the 1990s either, though. That's why I think on March 4th you're not going to see as much of a obvious vengeance as we would see if this were the 90s Bulls. There would not be any doubt what you would see the next time. My prediction is he's such a weasel. He's such a little cowardly player. He probably will sit out that game with a strained hamstring.
Yeah.
So he will take himself out of harm's way.
Go after
and,
Giannis then.
Yeah. Well, whoever. But I don't think that's going to happen either.
Giannis and Middleton need to be broken. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Junior scoops it up and takes it in for a pick six.
We've reached the fill-in-the-blank portion of the pick six. The best moment of the divisional round of the NFL playoffs was?
Boy, that's a tough one, because all four games, all the entire weekend, it lived up to expectations and maybe exceeded the hype. So that's hard to do. What a remarkable weekend of football. The fourth game last night, Bills Chiefs, was probably as good of a football game as I've ever watched start to finish. But I think that, so you could look at, you know, four touchdowns by Gabriel Davis, or the way the Chiefs came back with 13 seconds, all sorts of possibilities. But Robbie Gould kicking the game-winning field goal at Lambeau Field to eliminate the Packers and to end perhaps Aaron Rodgers' run in Green Bay was the most memorable moment of the weekend, and by therefore the best one. So I would say good as gold, once again, perfect in the playoffs. The last game winner he kicked like that, the Bears were winning a playoff game, which was a very long time ago. But because it was such a long time ago, Robbie Gould doing that, that was the Bears' biggest win in years, Saturday night in Lambeau.
I believe the poet wrote, I believe it was Wallace Stevens, "I do not know which to prefer, the beauty of inflection or the beauty of innuendo, the blackbird singing or just after." So I'm going with the same play, but I'm going just after. As Robbie Gould has got the ball and he's clinging to it and he's running across the field and he's just done all that you say, Jimmy G runs up to him, Jimmy Generous, and he tried very hard to give away more picks.
He sure did.
He runs over and he says to him, "You are a blanking legend, blank the Packers." And I got to tell you,
epic.
That's the moment that I will take with me for a very long time, because it was glorious. God bless you, former Bear and kid from Arlington Heights.
You're softening up Jimmy now.
I love Jimmy Generous. He's generous.
Pick six on a house call for Roquan Smith.
That's a Rayism, by the way. I want to give you full credit for Jimmy Generous.
Thank you. Thank you, Mully. Jimmy Generous, baby. He has more another game to be generous.
He's going to give one away.
This portion of the pick six is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Chicago Wolves Flex Packs are the most affordable and flexible way to see your first place Chicago Wolves at Allstate Arena. Chicago Wolves Flex Packs include 10 tickets that can be used for any game. And with a Flex Pack, you can save as much as 40% off face value. Call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. As we sit here on Monday morning, do you feel strongly that the Bears have to make a hire at the end of this week? At this stage, does it have to be the general manager first? How do you feel about a process that predictably is getting much scrutiny and its share of criticism?
I'm amused by the whole thing. I really am. You know, as we sit here and we talk about who's coming in, Ryan Pace isn't here, so there's no talk of Robbie wouldn't have double doinked. I mean, we're just letting the whole thing go. We're just having some laughs and some fun and laughing at Green Bay. And I got to be honest with you, the plotting nature, the interviewing so many people, I find it almost comical. It's really, really funny to me. And so I actually, I'm waiting to see who they hire. I hope they get Brian Daboll. I hope they do that quickly. But I have very little faith in this being wrapped up and done. And, you know, whatever it is, it's going to be different. So I'm happy about that. But my God, the number of candidates kind of reveals that they really are kind of lost in what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that's one way to look at it. I find myself amused a bit by the reaction, but understanding that they have earned the skepticism, they have earned the rants, they have earned the fan reaction, if you will, in some media fan reaction, fanish reaction in the media to why this has gone on too long and they need to hire somebody before it becomes a debacle. And we don't know if that's going to happen because they could still come up with the right combination. And if they hire people that are competent and they look like they fit together well, and they could still salvage this. It does seem like it's casting a wider net than typically teams do. It does seem like it may be going on a little bit longer than it typically does. It is the Bears, so it seems very, very bear-ish. But until they introduce somebody that makes you think like, whoa, what are they doing there? I'm going to reserve judgment because I still think they can get this right, and I'm still willing to keep an open mind that they are going to identify the right combination here, because there's still some very, very qualified candidates, both GM and coaches.
A pick six, 10.5. Because it's hysterical that we're even talking about it. I just find it all very amusing.
Did the glorious post-game meeting between Packers killers Robbie Gould, the former Bear, and Jimmy Garoppolo, the kid from Rolling Meadows, make your heart soar? Did Garoppolo in particular change your feelings by telling Gold the following?
Man, that feels good. Man, great man.
That's right. Jimmy G said, "You are a blanking legend and blank the Packers. Are you dropping all grievances, Dustin? Is he suddenly as likable as George Kittle?"
Well, I think that he's always been likable to me. I've always been a Jimmy G guy. I found it amusing. They played that game in 1-degree weather, and they really didn't allude to the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo grew up in Chicago, so that kind of weather is not going to be something that phases him necessarily. He didn't play great.
Oh, my God, he was desperate
he wanted to
give the
ball
away.
It was like, you know, without a blocked punt and a super kicker, Jimmy Garoppolo is pondering, you know, his offseason and his next home today. But he was saved by special teams and that defense.
Oh,
and that's why he could be in another Super Bowl, Mully. He could be quarterbacking a team. I would not we'll get into that as the week progresses, but the 49ers have a shot. And Jimmy Garoppolo, what great symmetry, though. The kid from the Chicago area, the ex-Bear kicker, who was, you know, who did this when he played for the Bears, and Jimmy Garoppolo was a freshman at Rolling Meadows, the last time that Robbie Gould won a game in the playoffs like he did on Saturday night. Just a lot of fun for the Bears and the Bears fans.
Yeah, Robbie Gould is a blinking legend. That's true. I think it's awesome that he's never missed any kind of kick in the playoffs, and he's a good guy, and I think we all like Robbie, and we're happy for him. I want to hear from Dustin. I think Dustin needs to tell us if his grievance is over. I doubt he will. I don't think he's got the I don't think he can turn on what he once said.
Pick six.
I want to make sure for our favorite Jimmy G soundbite of the day, we give full credit to Stacey Dales.
Yes.
She's the one that caught that on the field.
We're going to talk to her in a little bit, too.
That's right. How much do you blame Coach of the Year Mike Vrabel for the Tennessee loss to Cincinnati in the divisional round of the playoffs? Why did he go for a two-point conversion early instead of just kicking an extra point? If Tennessee was leading, they could just have killed the clock instead of letting Ryan Tannehill throw his third interception of the game with half a minute remaining.
That was inexplicable. I didn't get that at all. Why not just take the lead? I don't care what the chart says, and I don't care how you feel like you're going to put a foot on their throat or something by showing them who's boss and we're going to go up two. What the hell is wrong with you? Why would you do such a thing? It didn't make sense to me in any way, in any fashion. I thought it was crazy. Is the kicker awful? Was there something to do with their
Maybe.
Kicking game?
I don't know.
Was there any other reason that they have problems with extra point? I was sitting there. I was literally, I was dumbfounded by that one.
Well, I think it just reinforced that even the best coaches make bad decisions.
Awful.
In playoff situations. And I think we saw, hey, Andy Reid, 3rd-and-1, letting the tight end run an option play with Patrick Mahomes flanked out, that was a crazy call. Andy Reid had a lot of explaining to do. They didn't hurt him because they won that game. How about Sean McDermott's the decision not to squib kick with 13 seconds left? Mike Vrabel, this was an odd decision. And yep. I think that it just sometimes these guys outsmart themselves. And sometimes they're such a
– sometimes they outdumb themselves.
Yeah, and they're so devoted to this analytic process that they get lost. I'm surprised that Vrabel allowed himself to get caught up in that. Bad decision. And had they done what they should have done and taken the obvious, boy.
They wouldn't have needed that guy at the end of
the
game.
They would not have needed it.
Yeah.
Pick six. Wow.
What do you make of Ian Rappaport's report on NFL Network that Sean Payton remains unsure whether he'll return to the Saints despite having 3 years left on his deal? Should this make the Bears pause?
Only if they know something. And they should know something. You have too many connections with the Saints organization. Mickey Loomis is Ted's buddy from way back. Ted's son works for the Saints organization. You know, there's all sorts of tentacles there that are connected. So if there's anybody that would know, Ted Phillips should be in a position to know what Sean Payton's going to do next. If he's on the fence, if there's any shot at all, yeah, you pause. You wait to see what he's going to do. He may end up in the Fox booth. He may end up on the Cowboys sidelines. He may end up back in New Orleans. But until you are sure, I think that, yeah, if you're the Bears, you wait until you know what Sean Payton's going to do. And if you have even an inkling of an opening and even a shot of getting him to Chicago, you explore that.
I love that the NFL Network has called him repeatedly and he's not picking up his phone. He's on vacation, thinking things over. Here's the idea. If he were to leave this team, it would be like Bruce Arians. You know, he would leave, and then a couple years later, you'd have to give up a six-round pick. That's what they did in Arizona. I think the idea here would be that he would go do TV for a year or two and then get back in the league. I think he went through four different quarterbacks, and he just burnt out with all of it. So he's on vacation, obviously not answering his phone, and we'll find out more. I wouldn't look at him twice. I would not pause or stop or try to consider it. Number one, it's going to cost you a lot in draft capital to basically trade for him. You don't have draft capital. So I love Sean Payton as a coach. I think he'd be great here. I don't think it would happen. Maybe the next go round.
You don't think the relationship with the Saints might ease that path back to Chicago?
No, I think they would expect draft picks, and I don't think you have them or can afford to give them up. Another future number one, give me a break. Okay, that's the Pick Six. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Snap, high snap, placement made, kick end over end to the uprights, and it is good. The San Francisco 49ers advance.
This is the end of the game.
With a 13-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers on a 45-yard field goal by Robbie Gould as time expires. A gut-wrenching, heartbreaking defeat.
I love Wade. He's a good man. But you can hear that was the call from WTMJ in Milwaukee. And you can hear the pain. And I mean, I'm sure that guy, Aaron Rodgers, has won a Super Bowl. And that's it.
That's it.
For the best player Matt LaFleur has averaged 13 wins a season in his 3 years and has never been to the Super Bowl.
And that's historic. That's the most games in a three-year period any team has ever won without getting to the Super Bowl. And that was it's easy to say now, but poor coaching contributed to that loss. They never really offensively got it going. 10 men on the field for the game-winning field goal. Did you see that? So the Packers this season have struggled with math and science. It's one of those things where there's a feeling of almost resignation in Green Bay coming out of that game where they know it's probably the end. And as we heard from one caller, I'm curious to see if people really feel this way. Maybe it's time. maybe they are fine with it, with Aaron Rodgers leaving and taking all of his bundle of distractions with him, because he has been, you know, maybe the best player in the National Football League this year, Mully, but he also has been a weekly distraction. And that's gone back to the off season, to the uncertainty that he's created. You want him, you know, you want him leading your team because he can throw the football where few people can. But is it worth it? Is it worth it? And what's next for the Packers? Did you see the texter said, just like the Packers, they'll go out, Rodgers will leave, they'll sign Mitch Trubisky, and they'll go to the playoffs.
Hey, look, I wish Mitch well, and if they do that, I don't blame the Bears in any, or I don't blame him in any way. I mean, God bless him if that happens.
Oh, yeah, he's got to work.
It's not his fault they told him to get lost. But look, I mean, that was glorious for all the reasons you mentioned. You know, Aaron Rodgers became one of the most unlikable players in the NFL somehow over the offseason. You know, and where's he now? What do you think? He went to Hawaii to grow out his hair some more and try to get some yoga on the side of a mountain while he walks into a waterfall.
Leave yoga out of this.
That's the kind of stuff he was doing. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
I'm not picking on yoga. I'm Rodgers, you know, he's in the zone, right? What was his term? Well, he's like, I mean, is he going to get some
flow
more
state?
He's in the flow state. Yeah, he just flowed right out of the playoffs.
I think what you want to do is have that flow state be a continual thing.
That's it. It's a continual thing, flow state.
Well, he's going to be in a new state next year.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. That's what really is the idea that now you're back on the clock, you know, oh my gosh, I hope Aaron comes back. Oh, like, get ready to start fretting,
but do
Packer
you think,
fans.
Do you think Packer fans are in that mode? Is their state of mind, please come back? I don't know, Mully.
Listen, if they're not, they're idiots, because as much as you say you're done with the guy, you're never doing better, okay? So you got this, like, Hollywood actress that keeps kind of putting you through all this, but she's beautiful and you love her and she's the greatest thing that ever happened to you and your life's going to be so ordinary and horrible when you lose her. You may act like you don't care and you may be like, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of what he's doing to me. Is he okay? Is he coming back? I mean, give me
a break. Is he worth it, though? Is he worth it now? At the beginning of the season,
so
remember,
you're saying he's lost his leverage because he's basically going to come back and lose to the Packers again.
I'm suggesting possibly he has. I'm suggesting that he has lost a measure of his leverage because of he became more of a distraction than he was worth. Because when it came down to it and you had a game at Lambeau, you scored, what, one touchdown?
How much does he want to win? Does he want to win enough that he'll go someplace and take less money? I don't need to be the highest paid guy. Is he ever going
to take
less
money? Let me
turn
it on you. And that's a good way to look at it, because you have to go somewhere. How much does he want to win? Is he willing to return to Green Bay, put all of the nonsense aside, and focus on winning football games and not being Aaron Rodgers and all that comes with this new age stuff that we heard last year that created a distraction all season long?
It's a great question. Because, you know, he's not vaccinated, but what was the term?
Immunized.
I'm immunized.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. I mean, the whole thing with that guy, all the jokes are great.
I mean,
fantastic.
The woke mob blocked the punt.
I'm
in the crosshairs of the woke mob
right
now.
There you go.
The 49ers canceled Aaron Rodgers. You know, he is indeed boycotting the Super Bowl.
Come on. 312-644-6767. Let's try Larry. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, I love that game, the Buffalo game and the Kansas City game.
Yep.
But the thing about it, though, the Green Bay game was off the charts. That's a beautiful thing to see. But two, three things. You know, Debo Samuel making their first down on third and eight or something. The key and get gold in the field goal range. That was awesome. And the thing about it, and then Rodgers tried to throw that 30-something-yard pass. The Adams, they had two guys on them.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to he thought he was gonna get that flag again like they usually do. But they didn't get it.
Right. He was, and you know, thanks, Larry. It seemed like he was mad at everybody else.
Because
like,
somebody else was open.
Well,
I don't know if that was Randall Cobb or
Randall Cobb dropped one.
Yeah, he did
you
too.
You know, Mercedes Lewis was fumbled on the pay-no-mind list.
He was because he fumbled.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like, and maybe I'm totally wrong and maybe I'm off, but it felt like he had little grudges within the game.
It felt like when he threw deep to Devontae Adams, no matter what, it was as if he was trying to prove a point. And the fact that we're assuming that, or we even are thinking that, it shows you just how much of the other stuff factored into the way we watched Aaron Rodgers, all that he brought into it.
Okay, just for the record, I would totally take him. I would take him on the Bears in a heartbeat. Okay, and I would trade future picks or whatever, because if you add him to the list, then you could have Justin Fields learn behind him and all that stuff, and be ready to take over, which would be better than Jordan Love when the day comes. But I would totally take Aaron Rodgers for a couple of years of trying to win a Super Bowl and dominating the Packers and all that would come with that. Okay. I would take that. Would you not take that? Would that not be worth the effort? You said it wouldn't be worth the effort if people feel that way?
I think I would take that. I still respect him as a player. Yeah, I think that it's unrealistic. Although, you know what? As an owner, he might have a seat on the board, so he could maybe make it happen.
See? And they'll listen to him and the whole bit, whoever the new GM is.
He has George McCaskey's ear.
Let's go. He's already on the board.
I still own him.
He still owns him. All right, we're going to bring in Bigsy. Big's time next. Molly and Haw, The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.